Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Nintendo Impact Gaming. I am Barry Dunn, and here we have the second podcast. And today we are going to be reviewing E3. Unfortunately, it is over, and it was a great week, guys. The reason why I didn't want to do anything towards the weekend is because I wanted to wait, see if Nintendo had any other updates. But, extra updates, But apparently there is 3 more games in... that's going to be revealed later this year. I don't know what they are, but anyway, let's get all the games here. Okay, so I'm going to just name. I can't name them all. There's so many games that were revealed. Well, if I'm here on the Nintendo E3 official website, and what they have listed in for Wii U, Affordable Space Adventures for talk's sake, Art Academy, Bayonetta, that comes with Bayonetta 2, which is a big surprise to everyone. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. Chariot, Citizens of Earth, Cube Man 2, Devil's Third, which I cannot wait for, Disney Infinity, Marvel Superheroes 2.0 Edition, Hyrule Warriors, which is going to be huge, I think, this year, Just Dance 2015, Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, Lego Batman 3, show off the new Legend of Zelda, which is meant to be released next year, Mario Maker, which I cannot wait for, guys. I've been waiting for this game, something like this, for years. A new Mario vs. Donkey Kong game, Mario Party 10, new Pac-Man and the Ghost of Adventures 2, Shovel Knight, Skylanders Trap Team was there, Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric, and Nintendo's new shooter game, Splatoon, which is pretty sweet, guys. Swords and Soldiers 2, Watch Dogs, but unfortunately there was nothing there that I saw. Wii Sports Club is listed down here as well. Xenoblade Chronicles X, which is the X game, Yoshi's Woolly World, and 3DS games, guys, Blast and Bunnies, Citizens of Earth, Codename Steam, which is their new RPG game, Fantasy Life, if I'm correct, it's the makers of Final Fantasy, but it looks really cool, guys. I'm not really into that sort of game, but what's kind of good as well about it, it's like a low down, I don't know what way to put it, a dumbed down version of Pokemon as such. You don't go, goes into the, walk over the grass and a loading screen comes up and you fight the Pokemon. It's all in real time, it's really cool, guys. Fossil Fighters Frontier, Gunman Clive 2, Monster Hunter 4, One Piece Unlimited World Red, more Pac-Man, Pokemon Art Academy, which is going to be released next month, if I'm correct, Shovel Knight, Whoa Dave and Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal World Duel Carnival. Guys, E3 was off the hook last week. It was, excuse the language, but it was fucking amazing. I don't know how you could say anything bad about Nintendo's E3. to start it off, it wasn't a live conference, but I'm glad it wasn't because it was so funny, guys. Everything about it was brilliant. It was genius. You had Robot Chicken doing the animation. It was great. You had Iwata and Reggie fighting for for Smash Bros doing a real life fight. When I say that, but it was brilliant, guys. I was laughing my head off. It was so good. And how could we forget Amiibo? It's like I did mention on my other video. It's actually in the comment section if I'm correct. But I cannot wait for Amiibo, guys. I don't care if I haven't got games for it. I know I do have one game, Mario Kart 8, but I'm going to just collect them all because they are so cool. And from what I hear as well, there was going to be, if people might be able to create their own Miis and send them in and make them as their own Amiibo toys, excuse me, and use them for games, which is pretty great, because something like that, it's new, it's fresh, guys. This is going to be bigger than Skylanders and Disney Infinity, I can tell you that, guys. And I think the price, they have no price announcement yet, but there's going to be, it's around the same price as Skylanders, and Disney Infinity, so it's around €10 mark, I think, I'm not sure, but we'll see anyway later on. And guys, I was so happy when they announced this, Star Fox Wii U, it was fucking deadly. They released, they've done... they actually leaked it before it was actually officially announced, which I'm glad it was, or, well, leaked, was it meant to be leaked on purpose, or, you never know, guys. But yeah, just imagine how cool and how great it's going to look, guys. You saw a video, but unfortunately the video was blurred out when me and Mudder was playing it, but there was other footage as well during the Treehouse live streams on Twitch. If you didn't see them, it showed a clip of someone playing it, but only showed the bottom left hand corner, which is really unfortunate, and it showed Peppy, you know, so there was stuff there. But something like when you use the gamepad, that gamepad, you know, the screen is actually you inside, you know, it's a first person, and I think the screen, top screen, is your third person as such, you know, so I think it's going to work like that there. So yeah, I cannot wait for Star Fox, because I love the 3DS version. Like I was saying there, I wish they'd done like a HD version of the N64, Lilat Wars, you know, as it's called here in Europe, Star Fox 64, and they released it for 3DS, Star Fox 64 3D, which is pretty amazing too, guys. But yeah, there's just so many great games like that are coming out, and I cannot wait to get the amiibo for Mario Kart 8. Like, imagine just playing, like for talk's sake, imagine Reggie releasing an official amiibo and then using that on the game. Like, I can see guys like Dry Bones, you know, that kind of thing, you know, old tracks, retro tracks, that kind of thing, you know. I watched a bit of Microsoft, and I watched most of Sony, and to be honest, guys, I thought Microsoft done better, but the Sony one was, I thought it was really boring. I'm not trying to be biased here, like, I'm giving my honest opinion, guys. I thought it was just boring, and a lot of it was boring. Like, the only good games I could see there was Uncharted, like, and Sony approached their E3 as the same what Microsoft done last year. Microsoft done Sony done last year, and Microsoft, like, it was good, like, but Sony didn't get any crap like Microsoft did last year, you know, for it. And I don't know, but like, there, Nintendo won definitely this year. If you go on the Twitter here, apparently, like, there, Nintendo dominates mainstream conversation during E3. They showed the best games, they had the best format, they even had the most buzz around E3. 47% of Twitter during E3 was Nintendo, and that just shows you who won, guys. There, yeah. Twitter statistics for E3 week revealed that Nintendo dominated all gaming and E3 related discussion over that period, with 47% of all the tweets during this period and about Nintendo. So nearly half of all Twitter conversation in this period was Nintendo related, with Sony and Microsoft fighting for the other half. Sony came out on top in this contest with 27% of the tweets, while Xbox brought up the rear with 25% of the tweets. That is crazy, guys. Like, pretty much half of E3 talk on Twitter was Nintendo. That just shows who won, guys. That is, it's great. I want to talk about Zelda now. I'm not going to talk about everything today, guys, because it's just, there's so much to talk about. I could go on for ages, seriously. Zelda, I'm going to be honest, it's great that it was revealed. Like, it was finally, thank fuck, this showed something. But yeah, if you didn't know, apparently that, well, it is and isn't, we don't know yet. In the trailer, if you haven't seen it, it isn't Link, apparently, but I don't know. Yeah, when they showed Zelda off the year before, the year before it was, the Wii U was released, I think it was 2011 at E3, they showed off Zelda, if I'm correct, and it was the style like Twilight Princess, which I loved, because it was just, I know it wasn't realistic, but I mean, you know, like, total unrealistic, but it was the best looking Zelda game I've ever seen. And I think, personally, Skyward Sword, design, the graphics, you know, the look of it, it's nice, the visuals are nice, but they're going the same route again for the new Zelda for Wii U. But like, is it a sequel to Skyward Sword, or, you know, we don't know yet what the storyline is, where the storyline is going to continue on. But yeah, also, let's see what else in the news, guys. Yeah, so Games Like Devil's Third, that was originally a PS3 game that was made by THQ, but Nintendo got it as an exclusive, and I was just so pumped about it. It's just, I know there was a couple of glitches here and there, but excuse me, that game is a day one game, you know, a buy for me, which it's something that you don't see on a Nintendo console every day. Like, it's just one of those games that, like, there, I really don't know what to say. Like, it's just, it's cool that it has the third person and first person, it's kind of going for the same approach as Deus Ex Director's Cut edition for Wii U, which is a great game, guys. I got it for like €30 in GameStop, which is really good when it came out. But yeah, it's, and they've added so much content onto the online multiplayer. Like, the online and the single player, it just looks great, guys. And finally, we have a release date for the 3DS. Well, they extended it, if I'm correct. Is it October? Yeah, if I'm correct, October, November. Sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head. And the Wii U version of Smash Bros. Is this holiday season. So Christmas. So I'm guessing it's going to be December, January. The latest it'd definitely be January for it. But yeah, I was kind of disappointed that Ubisoft didn't, you know, mention anything about Red Steel 3 or something. That would have been great. But, you know, it didn't happen. Okay, next game I'm going to talk about here, guys. Mario Maker here. Yeah, I've been waiting for something like this for years, guys. Like, you won't have to buy another Mario Bros. Game for talk's sake ever again, because you can make levels. You can make levels. There's different. They only showed off two styles, you know, the original retro style and the latest style, you know, for Mario Bros. U. Like, that's the newest, you know, layout, like for like the Wii as well, you know, that kind of those kind of visuals. But there's different games looks as well you can add on to the game that would be there as well that they didn't show, apparently. Like, I'm guessing, you know, like Super Mario Bros. 2, you know, something like that. Super Mario World, for example. That kind of look. It's a nice look, you know. Okay, so let's see, what else? Hyrule Warriors, they showed that off big time as well at the Treehouse Nintendo stream, and it's a spin-off game. It's not connected, apparently, to the main storyline, but if you don't know what it is, it's a game. It's the company that makes Dynasty Warriors, but Hyrule Warriors. It's all about Zelda. It's Link. You can play as Zelda as well. You can, like, just a lot of people you can play as in the game. It's just cool. Like, I have played Dynasty Warriors for the PSP, and it's just an action game. It's a non-stop action, and it's really cool. So I don't know if I'll get it, but it's one of those games that, you know, you look out for. The next game, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. I was just laughing because it was such a cool game for Super Mario 3D World. It was a cool mini game, but this is going to be a full on game, Toad's own video game finally. And the gamepad use is going to be his eyes, you know, first person, and the screen. You're going to have to keep looking up and down, like, the screen. The top screen is third person view, so you can look around the screen and, you know, do whatever. Like, they showed off Toad in a car, you know, moving down the level and going up, and you had to shoot to get the coins, like, you know, the stars at the end, sorry. Yeah, so as well, they've also changed the name for Yoshi, Yarn Yoshi. It's now Yoshi's Woolly World. Visuals are beautiful, and what they've done is They had to slow down the animation. Oh, sorry, that's for feckin', what do you call it? Kirby, sorry, and the Rainbow Curse. They had to slow down the visuals, sorry, the frames per second for Kirby. To give that animated look. But yeah, the actually, for Yoshi's Woolly World, it's a two-player game, and you can eat the, you can use your tongue and swallow the second player, and you can shoot them up in the air and stuff. It's the visuals are really lovely, guys. It's one of those games, you know. It's a real Nintendo kind of look to a game, if you get me. Okay, guys, and the last game I want to talk about is Splatoon. So Nintendo finally have a, well, you can say a proper shooting shooter game here, and it's basically it's the good guys versus the bad guys. You've the orange team and you've the purple team, and you're a person and you're a squid as well. So basically, you shoot ink around, you know, the walls, you know, to mark your territory. You know, it's your turf, and the person with the most turf at the end of the game, after, you know, the timer wins. And it's an online game, but I think there may be single player, I'm not sure, but I know there's definitely online. But yeah, you can go as a, like, you're a squid in the game, and if you look at the touchpad, the gamepad itself, it's it shows the players moving on both teams in real time. And if you're at the start of the level of the map where you are, and someone is in the middle of the map, excuse me, you can click there and you will jump to that area, you know, that place, so you can help, and you can shoot players as well with your ink. It's really cool. I wish they had announced Metroid, another Metroid game. And Nintendo have said that they haven't forgot it, but I wish even like an image or something, just to get us hyped up. I wish they were done something like Pokemon Snap, a reveal of it. I don't know why, is it there on the list? They showed off, no, it's not on the list, sorry. They showed off Pokemon as well, Alpha, and you know, Ruby and Sapphire, like, you know, and a new look, and they've added new features like Pokemon X and Y, which I do have, which I haven't played in ages, unfortunately, because it is actually a good game. But yeah, I wish it showed off something like Pokemon Snap, that kind of game. If you haven't played it, I'd really recommend getting it for the Wii Virtual Store, you know, the online shop, because it's not your typical Pokemon game. It's what you do is you're a character called Snap, if I'm correct, is it? Snap, yeah. What do you call him? I can't even think of the top of my name, sorry, top of my head. But yeah, you go around taking photos of different Pokemon. You can you have a flute as well, you can play some music, and the Pokemon may dance or something. I actually showed off in one of my retro videos, it's pretty cool. But yeah, I really showed off Super Mario Sunshine 3D or something. That'd be really cool for the 3DS. But if they didn't show it this year, they will definitely show the next 3D Mario game next year, I can guarantee you guys. But if they don't, I don't know, but I see it could be too early. But in saying that, when the N64 launched, you know, you saw Super Mario 64, like. But you never know. Alright guys, that's all I'm going to talk about today. If you've any ideas for topics, you know, for next week or something, please leave it in the comment section below. As usual, guys, thanks for watching. You can subscribe, like, and comment there. On the Wii, you can add me, it's Barry Dunn. And on the 3DS, I'll leave my friend code there as well. You can check us out on Instagram at instagram.com/ Nintendo Impact Gaming. And guys, as always, for everything Nintendo, make sure to stay tuned to Nintendo Impact Gaming. Good luck!